Hi, it's May 14, the day in 1984 when the $1 coin arrived. Introduced to us by Treasurer Paul Keating.
I have something here for all Australians. The new $1 coin. They're small, so they're not too heavy in your pocket or your purse.
The last episode of the popular 90s sitcom Seinfeld went to air on this day in 1998. Over 40 million people in the US watched Jerry, Elaine, George and Kramer sent to prison.
Because you only get one call. The prison call is like the king of calls.
I think that would be a very nice gesture.
May 14 birthdays, George Lucas is 75. The producer and director and creator of the Star Wars franchise says he's achieved everything he ever wanted to.
I've earned enough, I've worked enough to be able to fail the rest of my life, and that's what I'm going to do.
Talking Heads lead singer and guitarist David Byrne is 67. He also wrote and starred in the movie True Stories. David Raine is 60. The brother of James was in Australian Crawl in the early years and played with the Shantuzies, but he's better known for his time as an actor and TV presenter.
I'm right in the heart of Canberra. This is my lodging for the night.
Brilliant Australian actress Cate Blanchett is 50 today. She's one of only a handful to win Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress Oscars.
Tell him if he wants to shake his little fist at us, we're ready to give him such a bite he'll wish he'd kept his hands in his pockets.
Jill Brownlow winner and widely regarded as the best player in the AFL. Gary Ablett Jr. is 35.
Ablett, well, he's on again. Runs inside the 15, kicks a goal.
And Mark Zuckerberg's also 35. In 2008, at just 23, he was named the youngest US billionaire after creating the Facebook empire.
It's just becoming increasingly important to more people. We just passed 175 million users.
Finally, the great US entertainer Frank Sinatra died on this day in 1998, aged 82.
I did it my way.
Remembering the great Frank Sinatra on May 14.